Start with the Thoroughway, North West London, Thursday, 8th of Tammuz, 7th of July. Rabbi Arya Reifer, Shlita. What exactly happened in Midbar Tzin? This week's Torah was responsible to Ilunishmos. Rabbi Yosef and Ramosha, Parabasha, Bas Rabbi Yosef, Chana Bluma, Bas Rabbi Yosef, Elimelech, Ben Fishel, Tzvi, Ben Fishel, Hashem Yimkim, Dmeyim, Shinago, Akidash Hashem, Tesvov, Simon, Tov, Shin, Dalit.
Look in this week's parsha, parsha Chof. Vayivoyu bnei Yisrael kol ha'eda midbatzin. Bachodesh Rishon vayeshev v'om b'kodesh v'tomos shom Miriam v'tikove shom. Miriam was nifter, and the pasuk goes on. Pasuk says, "V'loy hoya mayim la'eda." There was no mayim la'eda. The be'er that was with the Klal Yisrael for 40 years left. The Gemara says in Talmud that the reason why it left was because the Be'er was there only b'schus Miriam. And Miriam was nifter. Klal Yisrael didn't have the schus to have the Be'er, and the Be'er went away. So the Yidden complained. Yorav, Om, and Moshe. And they said, V'yim Rilem, V'lu Gavanu, B'va Achim, V'nei Hashem, Alavai, Yidden died. V'lomu, Avesim, Zekan Hashem, Alamid, V'azeh. And then we know the famous story, the main Meriva, Hashem told Moshe to talk to the Sela, and so on. There's an interesting Gemara, the truth is, the Mekor is a Mishnah in Perek this week in office. The Gemara quotes it in the Erechim. It says, Asora Nisyonus, Nisu Avisenu Sakadosh Baruch Hu Bamidbar. 10 Nisyonus, our forefathers, tested Hashem in the Midbar. And the Gemara goes through what the 10 Nisyonos were. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, we're not going to go through all 10. Two of them, Tani Yom Rav Yudah, Esen Nisyonos, Nisra Rav Seinu, Rakak Shbala, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shnaim Bayom, or Shnaim Bemaim, Shnaim Bemon. Now it says two of them were b'mayim, shnayim b'mayim. What does it mean shnayim b'mayim? So the Gemara says shnayim b'mayim b'moro u'refidim. Twice in Parshas B'shalach, in Moro and in Refidim, the Yidden complained about water. Those are the two of the 10 changes were regarding water, that the Yidden complained about the fact that they didn't have water. So again, Moro and Refidim, which was right at the beginning. So on the Rabbi Gershom on the side, he asks, Shnayim b'mayim b'moro b'refidim. B'kashili, my tam alek choshev mayim demid batzin. Why did the Gemara also not include the complaint that we see in this week's parasha by mid batzin? They also complained about water. The water, the bear went away. The water, the Eden didn't have water. They complained, as it says clearly, as we read out from the pasuk. So surely this should have been another nisoyin that should have been mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara, in the Brisa, the Mishnah. Should be 11. That's the question of Rabbeinu Gershom. The Marshal, also there, also points out this question. And he adds another question. Later on in the Parsha, we find that the Yidden complained again about the Mon. That's when the snakes came. But Yisrael Mohirah, we're disgusted, we don't want this mon anymore. And we know what happened. So this was again another complaint that the Yidden had in this week's parsha. Also, no mention of it. That's my short question. Two complaints that happened in this week's parsha that the Chayra should have been included in the list of the Ten Nisyonos. Should be added.
This week,
pardon?
Why did they complain this week, Sandra?
By the water.
They just said that Moshe should take the stick.
So they complained about it. They said, Alavai, Velu, Velu.
Go earlier.
That was last week.
Possible?
Sure.
So now, when you call Moshe the Arma, Yorav and Moshe, we are living in the Vanu, we are in the Hashem, Posse Pekres, Posse Pekhof, Psukim, Beis, Gimel, Zalit, Veloma, Vesem, Veloma, Alisun, that's not a complaint, always a complaint.
I'm sorry.
So,
why did they complain anyway? What's the whole?
Why did they complain?
What's the whole thing you're complaining?
Okay, fine. Now to say somehow that the mon wasn't a complaint, which to bring out the question stronger, is that besides the Mishnah we mentioned, that we find there's 10 Nisyonis that so to speak the Ovos tested the Eibishter. There's another a Braiser in Ovos Reb Nosson, Perik Lamed Gimel and Perik Lamed Dalet. Then it says something interesting. Asor Nisyonis Nisu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Es Avoseinu Bamidbar. The Eibishter tested us. Don't we mentioned that we tested the Eibishter? There it says the Eibishter also tested us 10 Nisyonis. And there's a different list. Some of them are included. There's a different list. One of those that is included there, that is considered that the Eibishter tested us, is Teufel, as the possible in the passage for him. Shatoflu al Amon, and it's Mbu there in the Braisa. But it means this week's parasha. This complaint that the Eden had against the Mon was considered in the Soyin there. So you see, there was considered in the Soyin, but here it wasn't considered in the Soyin. So, something which needs explanation. So we'll move on. In the Mishnah of Ovos, in this week's Perek, on the Mishnah that says Asor Nisyonis Nisu Avoseinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of them is the eagle, Chet HaEgel. That's what the Yidden did. The eagle that was called in the Soyin, that Kaviyochel they tested the Eibishter. So the Tosfos Yom Tov points out, why is that in the Soyin? That's an Aveira, right? They didn't complain. They just did an Aveira. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says, he says, Afa Pi Shech HaEgel Chet Hoyo. Nikra Nisoyen, she in Yono, the Indian of Nisoyen is Miut Ve'emuno Va'histap Kumboi. What does it mean a Nisoyen that we tested Hashem? What does it mean to test Hashem? Hashem doesn't mean testing. So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains that whenever the Yidden fell short and they didn't have proper Emuna, and they were Mesupuk, if they weren't sure, they said they questioned Hashem's ability, Hashem's Yecheles, that is called a Nisoyen. And the Soyin means to question Hashem's Yecheles.
Yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu left them alone. So why wouldn't they complain?
Again, I'm not here to justify why they complained. We're here to explain what the complaint was. What is the nature of the Soyin? What they did? Why they did it is a different child. I'm saying, I respect the question, but it's not. Why, there's why and there's what. So we're discussing what the Soyin was. What constitutes an Nisoyen? What's an Nisoyen? An Nisoyen is, and therefore the Eger, even though it was an Avera, there was an Nisoyen because the what was behind the Eger was that they doubted Hashem's ability to take them without any additional help. Suddenly they felt helpless. What should we do? That's an Nisoyen. That's the way Tosfos Yom explains the Nisoyen of the Eger. So now, I want to quote Ramban, by us, in Posuk Yud Gimel, there it says the famous words, Heimo me merivo asherovo b'nei Yisrael Hashem v'yikodesh bo. So Ramban says, let's quote what's very relevant to us, Veda, you should know, ki b'rashono, that means, this wasn't the first time that they fought about the water, right? 40 years ago they fought about the water, originally when the first time the Be'er came. So he says that the first time it was different. The first time they had an argument with Moshe. V'hoyu menasim es Hashem. They were testing Hashem. Hayesh Hashem b'kibenu. Is Hashem in our midst? In Oyin or not? They didn't know. They left Mitzrayim. They're in a different place now. They doubted. Avu b'kan hoyu merivim klapamalo. They were just fighting klapamalo, complaining. V'loy hoyu b'kan nisoyim. There was no nisoyim here. Doesn't quote our Mishnah. And therefore he explains, that's what the Apostle means, Hemu Memorivo, these are the waters of Meriva that they fought against Hashem, not the waters of Nisoyim. The pasuk means to point out the difference between the two waters. So we're seeing here clearly in Ramban the answer to our question, that this, our 40 years, they saw Hashem's ability. They had the Be'er the whole 40 years. There was no question what Hashem could do for them. But they lost the Be'er. The Be'er was gone. So here, there wasn't an inion of doubting Hashem's ability. They were just complaining. They were complaining. They haven't got water. It was Kemetin. It was an unfortunate matzah. So they were fighting. They were complaining. But the inion of Histaplet, Be'echeles Hashem, that wasn't here. That wasn't here. And therefore, we can answer our question why it wasn't included. Because, of course, it was complaint. But it wasn't an Nisoyim Klapei Hashem. And the same thing, we can use this to answer the Mashal's question. What was the Mashal's question? Why don't we include the complaint against the Mon? Again, what was the complaint against the Mon? V'nafshenu kotzo v'lechem akloiko. They saw the Mon, there was never a bigger wonder than the Mon. Every day they had it for all these years. They were complaining because they didn't want it. They didn't want this kind of food. They were moitzi dibbo, like the Rashi says. They were moitzi dibbo, they were complaining about the Mon. There wasn't a shaila about the Yecheles of the Eibishter. Hashem was a kol yochel and they knew it. They'd seen it. But they just didn't want this kind of sustenance. That was a complaint. I was not on the soil. So when we get back, so that's why these two complaints are not concluded in the Asor and the Sionis, that the we were in Manasseh the Eibishter. However, in the 10 Sionis that the Eibishter tested us, what does that mean that the Eibishter tested us? What does it say by the Mon? Leman anasenu hayelich b'seros yimlav. I want to test you. What does it mean when the Eibishter tests us? He wants to see if we appreciate something. So, of course, in that Nisoyen, then the complaint of the Mon is included. Because that is failing in a Nisoyen. You were given something, an amazing thing, that had all different tastes, and what do you say? Nashenu kotz v'lechem akloikel. We're complaining, we don't appreciate it. Unappreciation of Hashem's, what Hashem does for us, that is us failing in His Nisoyen. So that's included in the 10 Nisoyenis that He tested us. That's why in the Ovid of Nosson, this Nisoyen is included. Because when we talk about the Nisoyenis that He tested us with, then that's, what does that mean? That's a Nisoyen if we appreciate what He does for us. And we failed in that. If we complain about the Mon, we're failing in that. Oh, but to call that complaint a lacking, being menaseh Hashem, that's not. So what we're saying is there's two sets of Nisoyenis. There's an Indian that the Eibishter tests us, and that's only if we test and we doubt His Yecheles, and that's why Mon and Mayim are not included. And then there's the Indian of 10 Nisoyenis that Hashem tested us to see if we appreciate what we get. And in that, the Mon is called failing in the Nisoyen because we failed, because we didn't appreciate what we had. Now, interestingly enough, when we go to the complaint they had in the Mon, they had on the Mon, so that is an interesting pasuk. The pasuk says that it's the pasuk Perik Chafal of pasuk Hey. There's no bread and there's no water. And we discussed it. So Rabbi Mechai points out, interesting point, that it says there's no bread and no water. There's no water? Why is there no water? It just goes back the previous parsha, the water came back. They got water. Maybe they can complain about the bread, but they complain about the water. There is water. As if Rabbi Bechai. So he says that the pshat is, the complaint isn't about the fact they haven't got bread, they haven't got water, because they had bread and they had water. The point is that they were fed up, so to speak, of this whole mahalach of getting bread and water in a not regular fare, not everything was b'derech nisi. Everything was, if they were good, they would get what they got. If they wouldn't, they wouldn't. Because it was so b'derech teva, they felt sort of not in control of their future. And they didn't want to live like this anymore. Okay, ein lechem ben mayim means ein lechem ben mayim. In the normal way of things, we want to have bread and water like everybody else's bread and water. We don't want to have bread and water that every day, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. And if I don't behave today, maybe I'm not going to have bread tomorrow. If I don't behave today, I might not have water tomorrow. And Miriam dies, the water's gone. And there's Nissim, bring it back. It's a very delicate and fearful way of life, in a way. If you haven't got the correct emunah b'tochen, and they didn't want that. That's what it means. Ke'en lechem ve'en ma'am. That's Rabbeinu B'chaya's pshat. What's difficult to understand with this pshat is that even though that if you what he's saying, that means that the complaint they had against the bread and the water was exactly the same complaint, and that we find in Chazal and Rashi that in this parsha the main reason why the Yidden were criticized was because of the mon. We find, as Rashi says in Pasuk Vav, why did they send Nechoshim? Yovei Nechosh Shaloka Loitzoas Dibbo, Vayifram Moetzia Dibbo. Yovei Nechosh Shikol Aminin Netomen Noyotam Echad, Vayifram Mekfuya Toivo Shadova Echad Mishnan Lem Mekamatam. The reason why, because since they complained about the Mon, they had the Mon. And the Mon was Mishnan Lem Mekamatam, therefore the Nechosh, who everything tastes for him the same, should be the one to come to be and Perev in them. So you see here that the main tain on them was the mon. And you see in Pashas Dvorim as well like that Bein Teufel was tough about Amon. So the field of Bein Bechai, that Ein Lechem Bein Mayim, why was it only about the mon? It was about water as well. It was the same complaint. So perhaps we can suggest a different mahalach, what it means Ein Lechem Bein Mayim, what the complaint on the water was. There's a Ramban in Pashas B'Shalach. Ramban in Pashas B'Shalach, that's inside, I forgot to mention, passing across the day, B'Shalach, Shmois.
Thank you very much.
For them, yeah. Ramban says as follows, very, very interesting Ramban. He says there, by the first time the Be'er came, he says the Be'er was next to Har Sinai. And the Yidden were not there, they only came there later. So how did it all work? How did the Yidden get water from the Be'er? So he says, the Yidden didn't go all the way to Chayiv to drink. So he says, the Korah Velai, that he holds, that what happened was, the Midrashim say this in this week's parsha, that the water came out of the Be'er in Chayiv, cold water, Mayim Korim Noizlim, flowing cold water, and the water flowed all the way to Rafidim where the Yidden were. And they drank there. And that's what it says in Tehillim, Vayoytzi Noizlim Misola, the Abish took out Noizlim, flowing waters from the Tzela, Vayoyt Ginros Mayim. Because of Shom, the Pesach says there was in Tehillim, Posach Tzur Vayuzuvu Mayim, the water flows. Holchu Batzias Noah. The water flowed. Then, when the first time the Be'er came, the water wasn't just there where the Be'er was. It came out of the Be'er and it flowed all the way around to all Eden. And they drank wherever they were. So the Ramban, there, Vasela Hasheni, that came in our Pasha, the second time when it came back, it wasn't like that. It was a Be'er Neveh Mayim only in its place. And it says in the Shir in our Pasha, Be'er Chafuru Asorim, Ki Hoy K'moy Be'er Chafuru, it was like a dark well, that you had to go there and take it out. That's why it says in Pasha Chukas, Patesh To'edo Be'irom, because they drank there. Avol Kan, Pasha B'Shalach, Hoyu Nahoras, Shoytu Mimenu, the water was flowing. They came out of the house, and there was water on the doorstep, like the mon kind of thing. Even though the source of the water was miles away, the water came to the place. But here, when it came back, it didn't come back like that. Even though it was all the same be'er, like Chazal say, Yitochen shohoyu b'pam rishon kol avom shono moishich mayim kana horos shoytvus. B'pam hasheinis, when it came back now, it only came back, it didn't come back to its original state, it came back less. It came back very different. The Eden had to go there. The water was there. The Eden had to go there. That's what the Ramban in Parshas B'Shalach. So Mazoi came as the complaint that the Eden had, ki ein lechem ein maim, wasn't because there wasn't water. It was different. The complaint against the mon was, but we don't want this mon. The complaint against the water was more subtle. The complaint against the water was that we don't have the water like we did have it. And originally we had the water, was flowing, it was geschmack, we didn't have to walk anyway. Walk out of the house, there was water. But now, ein maim, the water is nisht viyamo. And that was the complaint about the water, but it wasn't to the same degree as the complaint against the mon, that the mamash were moitzi dibba on the mon, that this mon is something that we don't want. And therefore, the Nechoshim came bigger because of the mon. That is what we can say in the Fi Ramban of Parshas B'Shalach. Now, as we mentioned when we started, why Bechlal did they lose the water at this point, at the end of the 40 years? Chazal saying, the Moses and Tanis, the Be'er was there, but the Schus of Miriam. Miriam was Nifta, Nistalaka Be'er. Why did the Be'er come back? And what schus did the Be'er come back? Once Miriam was gone, how did they come back? The Gemara says it came back in the schus of Moshe and Aaron. Interesting Gemara, tiny stuff, tough test on the Dalai. So the Mashor asks the obvious question: if it came back in the schus of Moshe and Aaron, then surely it shouldn't be mistalik at all, because Moshe and Aaron were there. Should have just carried on. So why was it mistalik in the first place? That's the Mashor's question. So the Mashor says, Bemis is true, but the reason why it was nostalgic was Gufa to show us that until now it was there, B'schus of Miriam. The B'schus were there, B'etzim, B'tzad Moshe and Aaron also, to bring it back. But Ayos, the Be'er, all the 40 years were solely in the B'schus of Miriam, just her B'schusim were enough to bring the Be'er. We wanted to, the Post wanted to show us how much of a B'schus Miriam had in Klal Yisrael's well-being, that the Be'er was there just in the Schus Miriam. That's why exactly they went away. The Mefarshim say, in this week's parsha, they sang a shira. Why did they sing a shira? They sang a shira on the Be'er because they realized now, they sang a shira on the Shvach of Miriam because they realized how much the Schus Miriam had, that the Be'er went all the 40 years, they never kept it. They didn't realize that it was born by Schus Miriam. Miriam was there, so they wished Aram with them, and they had a Be'er, they took it for granted. When they went away, they realized what Miriam did for them is they were sung shira in her honor.
They were mustered.
They?
Were not mustered.
Okay. Say the shira is the best test.
Yeah.
That's Gufa.
Yeah.
Well, you can say it's in stomach. Yeah. It actually means this, that it didn't flow all the way to the door like in the process.
Yeah, but no, that's clear. It was nostalgic for totally. It didn't have a drop of water. Now, Ban says that even when it came back, that's what we're going to say now. There's a sefer in Yaakov, on the Gemara, so there's a sefer there they bring down called Ahavas Eson. On the side, one of the Purushim, Ahavas Eson. So the Ahavas Eson comments on this Mashal's question. Why, if Moshe and Aaron had supposed to bring it back, so why was it nostalgic in the first place? So we said the Mashal's teretz. He says very short words. Doesn't say what he means. He says, because lehoyo kabirushayna. The Hainu, even though it came back, b'schus Moshe v'Aaron, but they didn't have the schus to bring it back like its original, in its original state. It wasn't the same as it was. Adkan dvorov. Doesn't say what it means. So but obviously with the Ramban, we can explain it, kaftu v'ferach, what it means. It didn't come back like Ramban says. Itaka didn't come back, even though Moshe and Aaron had the schus to bring it back. But Itaka didn't come back like it came back originally. Like it was originally. So that's the answer to Moshe's question. Moshe and Aaron had a gewaltige schus, but it went away because the Chet and Miriam's schus, Taka held the Be'er to a degree that it flows water, and Moshe and Aaron didn't have that source. And therefore, even though it came back, it didn't come back in its original state. The Pasuk says that when they complained, finish off. they said, when they complained about the water, when the water went away, what did they say? He said, "Why do you bring us to this bad place? You can't be zerea, any crop, you can't have fruit, you can't have anything. There's no water to drink." So the obvious question is, they're complaining here, besides about water, they're also complaining about you can't plant anything. So they said, "Lema kum zera." I don't understand. And until now, they could plant anything. The whole time in the people, they couldn't plant. They had mon, and they had water. That's all they had. So how now suddenly they're complaining about Zera, Tainon, Geffen, Rimmon? They never had this. Suddenly they're complaining about all these things. So I think the answer is, like the Medrash, the Hanukkah Parsha, which is Geboit on this, what the Ramban says that besides the fact that all the 40 years the water flowed around to the whole Machne, because the water flowed around the whole Machne, they had water and they were able to be Zerea, and it was irrigation system. The whole Midbar, wherever they were, it turned into a whole fertile habitat or whatever.
Yeah.
Something like that. So Be'emas, when we think about what they had, it wasn't just a Be'er, we don't run on a Medrash. The Be'er was turned everything around. It was a Mekoyim Zera, they had everything, they ended up getting the Rimmon.
That contradicts everything else then, because they didn't just rely on
right, the Mekoyim. Right, yes, there's Tosis and Chulin maybe about this. There's no time for that, but that's a good question. But the Medrash says this, but they could plant, they had fruit. So maybe the pshat is, so now there's no water. Now they complain about everything because once there's no water, there's no teino, there's no mokum zera, there's no teino, there's no gefen merimim. Besides the fact that there's no water as well. So this is what they had until now, and this was what they lost. And if you the Ramban, it's a the perspective is different, that even when they got it back in this expulsion, and the Moshe hit the rock and they got the water back, it wasn't like it was, and that was their complaint, and that was why they were criticized, and they were nitvas on this complaint that they had against the Eibishter. But at the same time, like we said at the beginning, even though there was a complaint against the Eibishter, it wasn't a test that the Eibishter tested, that we didn't test the Eibishter, because it wasn't a shaila of doubting his ability. It was just a complaint. That's what it was. Now, why did they complain? What was behind the complaint? And why didn't they appreciate enough? That's not for me. That's definitely not to explain. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. Very good.